here's another one of my totally off-the-wall types of things. This is the Boston Homeless Organization, which is run by a guy who was homeless 3 years ago. And then he went to Clark and Tech, and he took a class in databases. And I met him at Community Television, CCTV, where I've been involved for quite a while. And he got himself on what's called the Task Force to End Homelessness of the Boston Society of Architects. Quite an articulate guy. And they had a meeting because they published a little yellow book that listed all the shelters and all the food service programs in the Boston area. And all the public agencies around used this little book. But it had fallen apart. It was last published in 1996-97, sort of out of date. And they didn't have a budget to republish it. And he put up his hand and said, why don't we make a website? And they said, well, how could we make a website? And he had been talking with me because I had shown him our tools. He said, I have a friend who will set one up. So I set it up for them. And that's what I like to do, just try to solve the problem for an organization, just go in there and do it. And this one is, the old book had 70 shelters, but this one has got, I think at this moment, 130 or 140 shelters and or food programs for different days of the week and different times. So the difference between the book was great, but you had to leaf through it to find out where things were. But as you can guess, when you do a computer version of it, then we can add in, and David wanted to do this, David Pearson, that I've got a person in my office, a client, come in to a public agency and need something like a Boston-based shelter, say, for say, young adults or battered women, and go and find how many of these sites match that criterion. And out of the 135, these are the ones that are going to be able to provide something for these people. Now, the funny thing is, this guy has asked probably a half a dozen different organizations to fund him doing this. And no one will give anything to him. And he swears it's because he's black. Because they're putting money into, I mean, HUD is putting in money. There are various Massachusetts-based programs that are concerned with the homeless and Boston-based programs. None of them will give him any funding. I said, don't worry about it, David. You are doing it. The important thing is you are doing this. And you know who helps him to put them all in? He teaches at CCTV and a community learning center and someplace over in Roxbury. He teaches people computer skills, the homeless, to try to give them a chance at getting a job. And what he does when he trains them is to teach them how to put in these different shelters. So it's totally self-built. This is growing up out of just somebody who's working with the very population that this is helping. So this is a terrific one to me.